Malcolm Sargent and the Pro Arte Orchestra for some brilliant Gilbert and Sullivan. A few selections from the HMS Pinafore. Start off our Friday morning of music here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon, and Jeff Watson takes over from noon to three. You've got classical music straight up until 3 o'clock. Support for which comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Stay tuned for Haydn's Fire Symphony, which you can hear performed live tonight in Kansas City by the one and only Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. More information about that at their website. They're also doing Coleridge Taylor Perkinson's Sinfonietta No. 1 and the Mozart Sinfonia Concertante for violin, viola, and orchestra. But next we have Mozart. Here's Mozart's Second Flute Concerto now on KPR. The Second Flute Concerto by Mozart on Kansas Public Radio with Patrick Galois, the flutist, along with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. It's 9:35. Good morning. 55 degrees and a little hazy, a little smoky seeming in the Kaw River Valley. With today forecast, oh, a slight chance of showers, maybe between 1 and 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then maybe again after 2. We'll see. Should be cloudy with a high of 68. Then it's a 40% chance of showers, probably before 11 o'clock tonight. But Saturday and sunny. Should be sunny with a high near 70 on Saturday and Sunday's high about 63. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 9-week series starting on Tuesday that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Here's Haydn's 59th Symphony, a bright one, in the key of A, the Fire Symphony, it's called, on KPR. That was the Symphony number 59, the Fire Symphony, by Haydn. And there'll be great music soloists, that piece, and Kansas City's beloved professional chamber orchestra coming together. Musical pairings for spring. Get there at 7 o'clock tonight for Bruce Sorrell's talk about the music to help it make more sense. And then the concert starts at 8 o'clock tonight, just off the plaza at Old Mission United Methodist Church in Fairway. The program will have Coleridge Taylor Perkinson's Sinfonietta No. 1 for strings, the Fire Symphony, and then a great piece by Mozart, the Sinfonia Concertante, featuring Tamamo Gibbs and Christine Grossman as the violinist and violist. It's the season finale concert by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, directed by Maestro Sorrell. So it's a great night for a concert in Kansas City. Find out about tickets and more information about the concert. Just go to the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra's website, or I believe you can buy tickets through Eventbrite. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear three settings of a beautiful melody by Reynaldo Hahn. We'll hear it in the original version as a song. It's called To Chloris. It's a love song. We'll hear it three different ways, right after the news, and right here on KPR.
I'm Leila Fadel, Morning Edition from NPR. All right, I'm done with these puns. Listen every weekday.
Join us Monday morning for the next Morning Edition. Listen anytime between 5 and 9 a.m. right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And remember, you can listen through our app or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Let's take a second look at this forecast for the weekend. It's about 60 right now, 64 in Lawrence. We have a slight chance for showers, about a 40% chance. It could rain between about 1 and 2 o'clock, and then maybe after 2. A high about 68, and tonight it's a 40% chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, probably before 11 o'clock. Tonight's low 44, and tomorrow should be sunny, with a high of 70.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Facilities on a consistent basis, and it's the same for patients. And of course, it's been extremely difficult to resupply the hospitals and clinics.
Hundreds of people have been killed in about 2 weeks of fighting in Sudan. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Prompt, with a mission to help students get into their top choice colleges. Prompt's one-on-one application and essay coaching is designed to help students write compelling essays and college applications. More at myprompt.com. More about us at kansaspublicradio.org. That was cellist Saul Gabetta with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. For a song written by Reynaldo Hahn, a love song called To Chloris. Let's hear it as Reynaldo Hahn wrote it with Susan Graham, mezzo-soprano, now on Kansas Public Radio. The same song, To Chloris. That's Reynaldo Hahn's song, To Chloris, a love song. Susan Graham, mezzo, with Roger Vignolis, piano. Let's hear one more version of it, To Chloris, by Reynaldo Hahn. This is the Milstein duo, Maria and Nathalia, here on KPR. The Milstein duo, violin and piano, for A Chloris, a love song by Reynaldo Hahn, or To Chloris. Next, music for band. We'll have also a piece by Ricardo Castro Herrera and Ennio Morricone before we hear a Liszt prelude and fugue on Bach's Name, played by Olivier Letrie. It's about 10:14. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Kansas City Symphony wants to remind you that you're invited for an outdoor mobile music box concert this Saturday, April 29th. Your Kansas City Symphony musicians perform free outdoor chamber music concerts across the metro, weather permitting. You can see the schedule at kcsymphony.org. The Saturday morning performance is PNC Petite Performance at Meadowbrook Park at 91st and Knoll in Prairie Village. And also at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Smith's Fork Park Campground. That's near Smithville, Missouri. So that, and also, they want to remind you of the Kansas City Symphony Alliance 53rd Symphony Designers Showhouse. This year, it's 3681 Madison Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's now through Sunday, May 14th, closed on Mondays. Visit showhouse.org for tickets and more information about that. The Kansas City Symphony Alliance, to see how the designers have fixed up an old house. Here's Gustav Holst, the first suite for band on KPR. The first suite for band by Gustav Holst, Frederick Fennell, and the Cleveland Symphonic Winds here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned next for music by Ricardo Castro Herrera, and also Ennio Morricone and Franz Liszt. Celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tomorrow on the Moth Radio Hour, stories about strength of will, crystallizing under pressure, and the power of intentionally directed anger. Self-described unathletic man, Steve Clark, signs up for the Philadelphia Marathon. Amber Phillips learns the art of tension. Hear those stories and more on the Moth Radio Hour. It's tomorrow at 5 p.m. on KPR1 stations. A showpiece waltz by Mexican concert pianist and composer who lived until 1907, Ricardo Castro Herrera. The Vals Capriccio, or Capricious Waltz, Jose Sandoval at the piano. It's about 10:35. Next hour, we'll have the Lawrence Children's Choir singing about spring. Spring by Astor Piazzolla, and then music about the beauty of nature. Beethoven was a nature lover. We'll hear Beethoven's Symphony No. 6. And now here is Yo-Yo Ma, cellist with the Roma Sinfonietta, for music of Ennio Morricone. Morricone's directing himself here for a little bit of film music. This is from The Lady Caliph on KPR. Passionate music written for the film La Califa, or The Lady Caliph, a 1970 film. The music written by Ennio Morricone. The movie was about class conflict giving rise to a stormy love affair between a working-class woman and a powerful capitalist. There was the main theme from it, Ennio Morricone and Yo-Yo Ma's project with the Roma Sinfonietta. Next hour, we'll hear Beethoven's Sixth, about spending a lovely day in the country. Support for classical music today on Kansas Public Radio comes from The Raven Bookstore. The Raven is co-hosting a screening of the film Hello Bookstore for Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th. That's tomorrow at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events. Well, here is KU's own, now that he's been displaced from being organist at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, Olivier Letry, performing Franz Liszt, Prelude and Fugue on BACH, music for organ now on KPR. Olivier Letry, organist, who's teaching at the Paris Conservatory and the University of Kansas after being displaced by the fire at Notre Dame. That was Letry playing the Franz Liszt Prelude and Fugue on the Name of Bach for organ here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
She's the star of the new TV thriller, Swarm. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. Right after the news, the Lawrence Children's Choir on KPR. Then we'll hear Tessa Lark, violinist, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. We'll present a day in the country with lots of excitement, including a storm. The Beethoven Symphony No. 6, coming up starting at about 11:14 to be exact. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're 70 and we're live and we're local on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Looks like today we might have a storm. It's possible between about 1 and 2 o'clock for Lawrence, 40% chance of a bit of rain, and tonight it's a 40% chance, probably before 11 o'clock. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from...
Washington.
Stocks continue to trade higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was up 202 points, the Nasdaq up 32. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments' team of specialists offer guidance on investing, retirement income, and Social Security. FisherInvestments.com. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Here is the Lawrence Children's Choir singing Thomas Morley now on KPR. The 1999-2000 Lawrence Children's Choir, directed by Janelle Crable, for Thomas Morley's Springtime Manteleth Every Bough. It's a lovely time of year, and we have music all this hour about nature. Next Spring by Astor Piazzolla, and then Beethoven's Day in the Country with Beethoven's Sixth. And check out lawrencechildrenschoir.org. They just had a concert this weekend, but they're auditioning now for members, grades, I believe, 4 through 12. Check it out. Oh, they have choirs for every age, but lawrencechildrenschoir.org will tell you all about it. Support today for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Tessa Lark, violinist, has been featured in the KPR Live Performance Studio and playing with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. Here she is with the Buffalo Philharmonic, led by Joanne Falletta. Here's Spring, Primavera, by Astor Piazzolla on KPR. Makes you want to hear more, doesn't it? That's just Spring from The Four Seasons by Astor Piazzolla. Joanne Falletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic and the lovely violinist Tessa Lark. It's about 11:13, 62 degrees right now in Lawrence. It might rain a little bit this afternoon in Lawrence between about 1 and 2 o'clock. There's a 40% chance of some rain, probably mostly cloudy today. Some American works for your afternoon, such as the Second Essay for Orchestra by Samuel Barber, plus the Suite for Violin and Piano by William Grant Still. That's classical music with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 today here on KPR. Let's take a walk in the country now with Beethoven and Sir George Schulte and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for the Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral by Beethoven now on KPR. Ending with happy and thankful feelings after the storm, and the storm interrupting a country celebration. It was all part of Beethoven's walk in the country, his Symphony No. 6, with Sir George Schulte and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Start your weekdays with us.
You can join us Monday morning. Start the week with Morning Edition. It's on each weekday morning between 5 and 9 a.m. with your host, Tom Parkinson, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're on KANU and KANU HD1, serving Lawrence through 91.5 FM, plus KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3, online, kansaspublicradio.org. Use our app or tell your smart speakers to play KPR. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. You'll get a tax deduction and a year's membership to KPR. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff Watson's in next. I'm Cordelia Brown. Enjoy the classical music on KPR.
Live from